The situation for the last 21 years has been of almost disappearance of the church, of the diocese, at least in its structures, because everything, churches, buildings, have been destroyed. There remain a group of, I would say, perhaps around 100 Somali Catholics who are also dispersed here and there. They cannot meet together. And I have only contacts through telephone during this last year, because I have not been able to go particularly to central southern Somalia, where most of them are for the last 2 years.
Any kind of pastoral support that is given to those that are living outside Somalia, for example, I do know that there are some of them that could be still living in Nairobi.
Yes, there are some, and in fact, last Saturday I went to visit one of them, who is a Catholic, who is now staying in the house of the Little Sisters of the Poor for elders, and with whom, in fact, I am carrying a program in Somali for Radio Vaticana.
Is there anything that you would ask the Amesea region or the church, the Universal Church, to do or to show solidarity to the people, especially the Catholics in Somalia?
I cannot complain that there was not or that there is not solidarity. In fact, during these 21 years, we received a lot of support, moral and also in terms of person, in terms of in financial terms. And even during these days, attending the Amesea meeting, well, I still receive a lot of support. But the real problem is the country itself, which has remained for these last 21 years without an effective government, without a state. So the real support that I'm asking is to help rebuild a state in Somalia, because the rebuilding of a state will mean perhaps an effective government, and with a government, with a state, there will be the probability, the possibility for the church to act more directly and to be openly present.
Is there anything that the international organizations like the United Nations or the African Union are doing in order to show support or to bring about the state structures, as you said?
Yes, they have been, during these last 20, 21 years, doing what they could. Just to mention, there has been 15 conferences of reconciliation and peace internationally organized for Somalia. Unfortunately, up to now, they have not produced what we hoped. For me, the reason, one of the reasons probably, is that there has been a lack of serious, committed leadership from the Somalis themselves. Unfortunately, most of the so-called Somali leaders with whom the international community deals with are just interested in their own business, in their own affairs, instead of really thinking in a selfless way at the good of their own people. They have been thinking at their own personal gains or the gains of their own clan. And so, unless the Somalis themselves express a serious leadership whose interest would be the restoration of the state and the good of their own people, we will not be able to go very far away. You may know that at the level of UN, the level of the IGAD, at the level of Uganda and Burundi, there are troops from there. The African Union has sent troops, has been trying to do something. But there is a lack of serious commitment, I think, from Somalis themselves or from a certain leadership at the interest of the Somali people rather than their own interests.